budget expectations, an Insight 18 special for Money Control.
Money Control's Budget 2018 exclusive today focuses on logistics. And if you're asking, how does this concern me as an average, you know, layperson? Well, I'll define the word logistics for you. It's the detailed organization and implementation of a complex operation. At this point, you're saying, okay, still I don't get how this affects me. All right, then, it is also defined as the activity of organizing the movement, equipment, and accommodation of troops. Not helping? Let me try another one. The other definition for logistics is the commercial activity of transporting goods to customers. And you, my dear friend, last we checked, were a customer of something or the other. So there you go. Logistics, that's what we're going to be focusing on as a sector and what it expects of Union Budget 2018. So yes, we've established that logistics can quite easily be seen as the lifeline of an economy because it involves the efficient management of forwarding and reversing the flow of goods and services across the country. So the sector consists of transportation via rail, road, air or water, warehousing, storage, logistics optimization, and also involves an element of packaging solutions. Now, in a massive development from last year, the government granted infrastructure status to logistics. So what this really means is the sector will now have access to huge infrastructure funding as external commercial borrowings benefit from the infrastructure policies and long-term funding insurance companies and pension funds. So that's a little bit about the story for logistics as a sector so far. Now, what does the promise that logistics as a sector hold out to us? Well, the sector is expected to create 1 million job opportunities by 2021. That's not too far away at all. In addition to that, according to an ICRA report, the Indian logistics industry is bound to grow at the rate of 9 to 10% per annum. And this is in good measure due to the push given by the government to infrastructure spending. And this is expected to kickstart the economy that's plagued with concerns of a narrowing fiscal deficit and dwindling exports. Hence, the high cost of logistics in the country is in sharper focus than ever before. If you were to compare the cost of logistics in our country with that of it in other developed nations, well, we're at 13% of the GDP as opposed to 9 to 10% elsewhere. In fact, an ASSOCHAM report suggests that India can save close to $50 billion if logistics costs drop to 9% of GDP from the existing 13%. This in turn can also bring down the prices of products. So there you go. That's how you and I come into sharp focus in this whole logistics picture. One of the key factors that the sector would like the government to focus on in the budget is transport infrastructure, which is a critical component of industrial growth. So if India has to become the third largest economy by 2028, then some corrective measures will be required, which crunch both the costs and the time involved in the journey of goods to the consumer. Experts believe that Logistics Park can be quite a game changer over here, because what Logistics Parks can do is to ease out the current fragmented nature of the sector, helping the industry move away from point-to-point kind of logistics to the more efficient hub-and-spoke model. While transit times at toll nakas and octroi points, etc. have already come down, trucks don't need to be stopped. There can be some further help in this area by leveraging Logistics Parks for storage and in-transit processing. The sector hopes that there will be incentives for setting up of such logistics parks and allied infrastructure. Another ask of the sector is to further cut down, the regulatory barriers and offer a seamless digital platform. Experts suggest that one of the ways that you could implement digitization in the space is the inclusion of electronic logging devices, or ELDs, which are already par for course in places like the United States. How do ELDs work? Well, they can record truck movement and driving hours, which in turn can help automating the taxation and billing processes, further bringing down the turnaround time for trucks. The sector is also gunning for an increased allocation for infrastructure and agriculture. There already has been a lot of interest on part of the government with the launch of projects like Sagarmala and mega projects like Mumbai Trans Harbour. All of these will require a huge fund flow from the government in the upcoming budget. But there's always room for more, and that's what the sector hopes for from Union Budget 2018. And finally, coming to GST, you'd have thought the logistics sector has seen a paradigm shift post-implementation of the GST, as various indirect taxes have made way for this unified tax. And you would be right in thinking so. But like I said earlier, there's always room for more. So industry leaders believe that there is the need to address some issues around GST. A lot of confusion prevails about transportation companies operating as general transport agencies, or GTAs, or as a courier service, and therefore the applicability of GST on them. That's just one of them. In a nutshell, the logistics sector hopes that Union Budget 2018 will see the government cutting regulatory barriers and offering a seamless, transparent digital platform that will ensure the easy movement of goods and vehicles across the country.
Budget expectations. An Insight 18 special for Money Control.